Blog Talk Radio.
This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Catastrophic flooding and rising food and health costs in Sudan have driven up the number of people in need, the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or OCHA, said on Friday. Authorities declared a three-month state of emergency in early September after the worst flooding in 30 years. To date, more than 860,000 people have had houses destroyed or damaged, and more than 120 have died. Hundreds of schools and thousands of health facilities have also been affected, especially in North Darfur, Khartoum, West Darfur, and Sennar. The response by UN agencies and partners has reached more than 400,000 people so far, with shelter and essential items for more than 180,000 flood-affected refugees and around 1.9 million internally displaced people and communities. Amid growing needs, surging inflation, reaching nearly 170% in August, has caused a shortage of basic commodities and increased prices of some locally sourced supplies by up to 400%. Here's OCHA spokesperson Jens Lacke.
In some cases, by the time the procurement process is finalized, the supplies have increased prices so that the original budgets are no longer valid. Agencies have to restart the process from scratch, while there's no guarantee that by the time that that process is done, the prices will not have risen once again and they can start all over.
UN-appointed independent rights experts have urged the Iraqi authorities to investigate the murder of a female human rights defender and the attempted killing of another, targeted simply because they are women. In a joint appeal on Friday, the seven experts also called on Baghdad to ensure that it was safe for everyone who stood up for people's rights in the country. The development follows the deadly shooting in August of Dr. Riam Yacoub and the attempted assassination of Lodia Raymon Albati in Basra. Both rights defenders had led women's marches within the protest movement against corruption and unemployment that began in 2018 in the southern city. Women are a leading force in the human rights community, but as in many countries, they face additional threats simply because they are women, the experts said in a statement. They added that amid war and insecurity, women human rights defenders faced prejudice, exclusion by society and by political leaders, as well as physical attacks, sexual violence, arbitrary detention, enforced disappearance, torture and even death. They said that it was an outrage that women in Iraq have to risk or lose their life to defend human rights, while also calling for an end to the state of impunity that allows these crimes to continue. The UN Human Rights Office, OHCHR, has called for urgent action to address the unimaginable horrors faced by migrants attempting to cross the central Mediterranean Sea in search of safety in Europe. The appeal for EU states to adopt a principled approach to migration also calls on them to tackle the shocking conditions that migrants face in Libya, at sea, and when they finally reach Europe. OHCHR highlighted what it called a cycle of violence, whereby people faced deprivation and abuse in Libya, only to be left to drift for days at sea. Often their boats were intercepted dangerously by the authorities and returned to Libya, the UN Rights Office said in a statement, noting that migrants then faced arbitrary detention, torture and other serious human rights violations. The situation has become even more acute amid the COVID-19 pandemic, OHCHR continued, as humanitarian search and rescue vessels have been prevented from heading out to sea, while there is also a lack of access by civil society groups that help migrants. The call follows a week-long UN rights mission to Malta, which engaged with government officials, UN partners, migrant community leaders, civil society organizations, and 76 migrants from 25 different countries. Daniel Johnson, UN News.
We're here, Mike.
Yes, I know. I got you on. We're on air.
Okay.
I don't know what to tell you. Sandra called and
she didn't think this was our day.
We started running the UN news because it's only like 5 minutes or less.
I got these newspapers. I told Sandra about them, about our mother's burn accident. My cousin sent them to me. They're papers from 1963. And Leroy Reporter.
Yes, I remember the report, Leroy Reporter. I remember the paper well. Telling us who sent them to you?
Our cousin, Shirley Strack. Her grandmother lived in Leroy, her grandparents. And her grandmother had saved these papers all these years. But I have a question. Above one of Mother's pictures in this paper, there's a 30. Now, what would that stand for?
Oh, the number 30? The number 30, well, it usually means in the newspaper business, that's the end of the article.
That could have been that one, but then, of course, later on there was more articles, I mean, more items. But, you know, this Leroy Reporter, I was amused, was 8 pages back in those days.
I don't remember it being that big, but...
I know it was. And you know what was so amusing was the grocery ads. The prices.
Now, were they inserts
they're printed in the paper.
Printed on the, yeah. Probably take that.
Yeah, like coffee, 5 pounds. Or no, flour, 5 pounds for 39 cents.
39 cents. Oh, my.
I got a big kick out of these ads. They were fun. And you could buy 5 pot pies for 99 cents.
Boy, that's a good deal. You can only get one now, maybe.
I know. They're probably over $2, aren't they?
Some of them, the nice ones. Oh, my God. Well, what store was it?
This was Bowen's.
So there was at that time there was still 2 grocery stores, Bowen and Brownfields.
Well, no, there was still Brownfields and Bowen's.
Yeah, right, there was still at that time there was still 2.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Boyd White has a big ad in, a whole page. Boyd White has a whole page ad in. You know, he was the hardware store.
Oh no, he had a full page ad in the paper. Boy.
I said, really, the ads were interesting. But, you know, the least little news, you know, if there was somebody visiting somebody, it was in the paper. In fact, the Cadells made the news. It says the Cadells visit. Mr. and Mrs. Max Cadell and family of Emporia were weekend guests in the home of his mother, Mrs. James Nortz and Mr. Nortz. This was back in July of
63.
But, you know, it was just amazing how every little in the paper.
Yeah. Well, it's a small town. You get 8 pages of news out of a little town like that on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
They're taking
Now I have an ad here from Brownfields too. So Brownfields had a grocery store at that time too.
Yeah, there was two. You see that I would have been 8 years old, so I don't remember much. I actually do remember both of the stores. I really do, but I mean, by the time I was 11, 12, I think Bowen's closed. We'd moved back to Leroy, I think. We got to try to get Sandra on. Get Sandra on.
Well,
she told me she
was on.
She was on and she hung up.
Wait a minute. She's over here talking to me on my other phone.
She's not on air
yet. Hello?
I don't see her. Yeah, but she's not on the...
Okay. She says she's on, Mike. She can hear us, but you can't hear her.
She called you. She didn't call.
No, she's on. She's on now.
No, I would see the number if she was.
He says you're not on.
I would see her. She has to call the 646 number. She knows.
Okay.
Reminder.
Well, call him again.
Call the 646 number. Yeah.
Okay, she's going to call you again.
Yeah, she was on.
Yeah.
She was on.
She thought it wasn't our day. She thought she was on it the wrong time.
I think she just heard the words United Nations Radio News and she hung up.
Oh, okay. But anyway, as I was reading through all these, she sent me 3 papers, and it's amazing how people viewed the Linebaugh family in Leroy.
Yeah,
we were involved in everything, and they were telling how we were always involved in things.
Hello.
Okay, we got you.
You're
now,
on
Sandra.
The air.
Okay,
on
well,
the air
I've now. Been on here for the last 5 minutes. And I was trying to tell you what 30 stood for in the paper.
Okay, tell us.
That means it's the end of a reporter's life.
Okay, well, that there was a 30 above, and that was the announcement of her death.
Right, that's it.
Yeah. And, of course, it's got her picture there.
Right.
My daughter-in-law looked at it. She came in yesterday, and she sat there and looked at it. She said, well, you don't look anything like her. Now, Greg would not even look at him. Greg wouldn't look at him.
Oh, he wouldn't?
No. I guess he just didn't want to remember it.
I never thought him and Mike remembered anything about that.
Well, he says he doesn't remember Mother. I've asked him about that. He said he doesn't remember her at all.
He
practically lived with her.
I know. Mike, I don't know. Mike, do you remember?
Well, of course I do. Hell yeah.
Okay.
Of course, he was, he was around her more than, well, not really. Well, of course, after we moved, Greg wasn't around her all that much. But prior to that, he was with her a lot.
Well, yeah, every day almost.
Yeah. And I've got a lot of pictures of them together.
Well, they sort of block, maybe there's some things that we block out of our lives that we
don't
want.
Well, I think I'm beginning to do that a lot. Like what I did yesterday.
Yeah.
I tell you, I think I'm beginning to lose my mind. I'm just, I'm going brain numb. Well, there's just not enough not enough brain activity going on.
Oh.
Read a book.
I've been doing my Sudoku puzzles.
Well, I'll tell you, I was so upset yesterday because they called the damn football game off.
Oh, well, when are they going to play? Is that tonight or tomorrow
tonight,
night, or is it next week?
Tonight at 6:05.
Oh, okay.
They kept
saying Monday or Tuesday, and I thought, well, land, did they recover that quickly from COVID?
New England's already arrived in Kansas City.
Oh, okay. But not the quarterback.
The ones that had it, they never brought them.
Okay, so the quarterback, that's what I kept thinking. Surely they've got another quarterback.
Well, yeah, they got a second string one.
Sure.
But their main one, that's the one who's got it.
Yeah, Cam Newton.
Mm-hmm, right. So.
I thought, well, I watched everybody else yesterday. None of them were all that great. But,
I know.
I couldn't get really interested.
I watched college on Saturday, so.
Oh, yeah. But, of course, I watched poor little Kansas. Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
47-7.
I never heard the score. I couldn't find it, but my
friend. It was 47-7.
Kate told me that too.
Poor Kansas, they just can't come. Well, they did say that he's got 16 freshmen on the KU football team.
Well, that's his problem.
So yeah, well, he's building a team is what he's doing.
Right.
He's trying to build a team, and hopefully, then in a couple years, we'll have a team.
We hope.
Of course, they haven't had one for so many years. It's not all that new.
I know. We had a big football game day planned for yesterday. Of course, that all went down the drain. So
who had one planned?
Well, we did here at the house. We was going to put a TV out on the deck.
Oh yeah.
And the kids were coming over, and the grandkids, and Angie and Bill and Marshall and Kurt and all this. Well, that all went down the drain. So.
Uh-huh. It's amazing how we center our lives around certain things, isn't it?
Oh yeah, right. Yep. That's true. So
right now it's not too good. Well, I guess our president is recovering. I can't imagine how he's recovering so quickly.
He's supposed to be going back to the White House, I think, tomorrow.
I know. Yeah. I said, geez, that's pretty quick recovery. Of course, he's not recovered. He's still going to be under treatment.
Right. He's taken that. Isn't he taking that medicine that's sort of a trial period?
Yes, That's what they said anyway on this.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
On this show that I watch, What You Need to Know. Do you ever watch that?
Off and on I've watched that, yeah.
Yeah. Some of the stuff I don't care anything about, but some of it is kind of interesting.
Right. So I don't know if we need to know about this or not. I think they need to try it on more people than just him.
Yeah, right. Yeah, of course, we don't know what the long effects of it might be.
Well, true, yeah.
The mainstay is pretty simple. Zinc, vitamin D, and aspirin. Those are the three things that I noticed that he's part of his daily medication. And I'm going to start taking that myself.
Well, I take
vitamin D, and I take zinc.
I do too.
And yep. I take an aspirin a day. So
I take an 81 milligram.
I take a whole aspirin.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that thins your blood so much.
Yeah.
When I was doing that for a while, and I've got bruises. You know, I just hit something and I'm bruised.
Huh. Well, I don't do that. I'm lucky.
I guess so. Yeah. We're going to have our siren test.
Oh yeah, I hear it.
Of course, I've got one's right here in my backyard or in my front yard, practically.
Post Monday of the month, huh?
I guess. They haven't been doing that recently.
Ours is the first Wednesday of the month. So.
Oh, they haven't been doing it. I don't know what the delay has been.
They aren't working. That's why you can't hear them.
Well, that could be. But, whoa. Mercy.
Did Dale tell you about the siren before he moved in?
No.
Yeah.
Well, they probably weren't here 20 years ago.
That's probably true.
Right
They
right
probably have
the
installed them since we moved in.
Oh. Well, you know, I remember they used to run the damn siren. Boy. It sounds like you're right underneath it.
It's I know. I guess I'll hear it if we have a warning.
Don't take a nap.
That's for sure.
Yeah, well, who could? Oh. You know, am I remembering accurately? Yeah, it does sound like you're right. Didn't they run that damn siren on lunch, noon on Leroy?
Yes.
Am I did.
Well, they always had a noon whistle.
It was a siren.
Other than the whistle, than the noon whistle.
Well
it wasn't that loud.
No, it didn't seem like it. Of course, I remember being in school and hearing that thing at lunchtime. Yeah.
Yeah, we had
a
meeting
every day.
Every day, but
did they?
I can't remember if it blew on the weekend or not.
How long do they run?
How long do they do that?
I don't know.
They do always like a minute, and then they wait a minute, and then they do it another one for all clear signal.
But is that testing it or in a storm?
That's testing it.
Oh. Well, we don't do that. They run it long enough to to deafen you.
Yeah.
haven't been doing that every month like they used to. I don't know what the deal is.
So
maybe
people
aren't working.
Well,
who knows?
Yeah.
Kay.
Yes.
You said that you got your absentee ballot and you've already sent it in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't gotten mine yet, so I was going to call up there and see when I was going to get it. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got mine a long time ago.
Huh. Okay.
Well,
I got my preliminary, or the primary one, and I did it, sent it in, and so I.
Well, see, they told me when I see I got my local one. I called for my local one.
Right.
And then they sent me the primary without me even asking. And so I called them. They said, "Well, once we send you one, you get the others automatically."
Well, that's what I thought here too, but I'd already signed up for the absentee earlier, so.
Oh, well, and I got my general one right away. I got that probably in August.
Wow.
No kidding.
That is.
Uh-huh.
I don't think ours come out, Sandra, until October 14th. That's what I read, at least here.
Really?
I think I heard October 12th.
Wow.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
So you got to vote. You got to get it and vote and put it back in, or get it back in, don't you?
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, they said on the news today, allow 7 days after you mail it for it to get back in. I thought, is that how slow our mail is?
No, not here. It's not that way out here where I live.
Well, you know, these newspapers that Shirley, our cousin, sent me. They had a priority mail, and I got those in 2 days.
Yeah.
Well, you have to pay for priority mail.
Oh,
though,
she did, so. Yeah. She paid through the nose. But I guess she didn't want to take any chances on me not getting them.
It's funny that the
really
things
funny.
That we call priority as we age.
Well, those are,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Those are 50-year paper, 50-year-old newspapers at least.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess they're,
well, they're very brown.
Yeah.
Well, as they were in 63, so that's
57 years.
Huh?
57 years,
yeah.
But, you know, I was telling Mike earlier, it seemed like everybody that visited anybody, it was in the paper.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, there was 8 pages. There was 8 pages to the Leroy Reporter.
And Leavenworth Times, which is a bigger paper. It's lucky if we get 4 pages.
Yeah, well, that's some days that's all we get is 4. Other days we get 6, and some days it's 8. And, you know, well, on Saturday it's practically nothing. The Saturday paper.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We don't get one at all on Friday anymore.
Yeah, they cut down the Leavenworth Times to about four papers a week. You know, so.
I guess that we don't make news anymore, or everybody gets their news off of the internet.
Right, right. You get it off your computer, or off the TV.
The telephone,
so.
Or the TV, yeah. Which, you know, well, of course, in 63, I guess we had TV, but maybe.
We never had it. I'll tell you, every time you turn around, there's a news program on.
I know. I don't listen to talk shows anymore. None of them.
Well, these aren't talk shows. This is like on Channel 5, they have their morning news from 5 o'clock to 7. Then we have national news at 7 to 9. And then we have noon news from 12 to 12:30. And then at 3 o'clock, we have an hour of news. Then at 5 o'clock, they have an hour of news.
I know.
I go, where do they get all of this news, you know?
Well, a lot of it's repetition.
Oh, yeah, it's all same thing over and over again.
Yeah,
just,
yeah. Yeah,
so.
I have other things I listen to. Sports, if there's sports, I listen to it. Of course, you know, I haven't been, after the Cardinals lost the other night, I thought, okay, that's it with baseball. So I haven't been watching any baseball last
couple
nights.
Well, they're still playing baseball because my neighbor, she watches all of it. Doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah, they're still playing, but none of the teams that I followed are playing anymore. So,
she's got this new dog that she's had. Well, she's had her for about maybe close to a year, maybe not about 8 months, and she won't let her watch. Her dog comes in, wants her to play with her instead of watch the ball game. So she last night she said I put her locked her up in the dog room.
Oh, goodness gracious.
So she would leave me alone so I could watch the game.
I need to get mine to the vet, but I don't know how to do it. Because I don't know that I can load her in the car.
Oh.
Greg got my door fixed, though, so my door works, but I don't know if I can load her up. That's the
can
thing
you?
I got to try, because she needs to get to the vet and get some nails trimmed. I tell you, I can't believe her nails.
Oh, I know. Jack, this dog that Mark dropped off to me, his nails grow like crazy.
Yeah, so does Daisy's, I guess because she's not active.
Right, but his grow, and they just sort of spread out, and I need to get him there, too. So.
Well, Daisy's are turning under.
Oh, well,
which
that's
I think
bad.
Are very painful.
Oh, yeah, you need to get
yes,
those set.
Yeah, I know. I called my neighbor yesterday and see if they had any nail clippers because I thought, well, if he's got some, maybe he could come trim. He said, no, he said, I just let my dogs grow. Of course, they're not house dogs.
Oh,
you know, they live outside. And I asked Vicki if they had any, and she said, no, they didn't have any.
See, okay. I have some, but I'm afraid to use them. I don't want to. I'm afraid I'll get in
short.
Quick.
Yeah. You know, there was some here. I was going through the drawers the other, well, it's been some time ago, and there was a pair of those in the drawer, and I thought, oh, I don't need those anymore. So I took them to Tuesday's house.
Well, take the dog to Tuesday's house, and maybe somebody will clip them.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they sold them. That's what I took them for. But I thought, well, one of these, I've got to call and get a prescription or get some medicine for Daisy today, and I'll ask them how I can handle that. If I can't get her loaded, maybe they'll come over here and trim them.
Well, sometimes they'll just come out to your car and do it.
Well, yeah, but I got to get her loaded.
Well, if you can't get her in your car, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my problem. I don't know. I haven't tried. I may be able, but I don't know that I can lift her up to get her
do
into
you
the
have,
car.
Do you have a step that, like a...
Yeah,
little,
I've got a step there for her, but I don't...
Well,
you
can get her to get on it, and then you can push her in.
I guess I have to lift her up to put her in, even from a step, because it's not even.
Right, but you could at least get a hold of her butt and push her in.
Yeah, well, I know I have to lift her up her hind end and her legs, because, see, that's what doesn't work.
Ah,
is her hind legs.
Yeah.
They don't work. So, yeah, it's getting to be a problem. Sometimes I think, why do I keep this going on? Why do I let it go on and on, you know? But she doesn't seem to be in pain, so, you know. I think,
well, that's
well,
all
and
matters.
She, and she
yeah.
doesn't have, she doesn't, she still has control of her bowel.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have any problem there. No, she's in fact, I kind of worry about her because I make her go out about 9:30 at night,
uh-huh.
And then she doesn't go out again until you know 8:30 or something the next morning.
Yeah, Petey will do that. He'll stay. He won't go out some mornings till you know till late. And I think, oh, you need to go out. And he'll look at me, and then he maybe an hour later he'll get up and go out. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't. Well, of course, I take her for a walk about 8:30, 7:30,
right.
7:30. I guess I take her for a walk, and you know, then she takes care of herself all along the walk.
Now she walks good, but she just can't get up in the van.
Yeah, she can't push her. You know, she can't push herself up with her legs.
Oh.
Yeah. So she can't even get down out of the house without me lifting her because she can't lift her. She can't push herself down.
Huh.
So I have
I'll
to lift
darn.
Her hind end up to get her out of the door.
Well, poor baby.
I got a 75-pound dog that does the same thing, but if I leave him out, he will come in. He has to go up the patio, the deck. He has to go up three steps on the deck and two steps into the house. And he is such – Chris spoils him. And she will get behind him and push his back legs up so he'll get up the stairs on the deck. But he is spoiled because he does it every night for me, and I never go out and do anything. I just look at him through the window. I was like, are you
maybe that's my
not?
Problem.
Yeah.
Daisy's spoiled.
His toenails are too long also, and we have to cut them. Now, one thing, and Chris does it. She does it. But she ties a dish towel around his. He's a big dog, and he will nip at you when you cut his little toenails. So she ties a dish towel around his jaw,
mouth.
Around his nose, you know.
Oh.
And he gets so mad, but he can't bite her or nip at her when she's cutting his toenail. It works. I've watched.
Well,
it,
yeah.
You know, so
you do
so
whatever
you
works. That's...
Yeah, well, try Daisy, and you know, get some clippers.
Oh,
and,
she doesn't. She
nail.
Never nips at them when they cut her nails.
Oh, that's
good. That's, well, no, she never makes any noise at all. Except Greg's got this new puppy, and she kind of growled at it and showed her teeth. But and now Greg's afraid to let his puppy in the house where Daisy is.
Why?
Oh. God.
Well, he's afraid Daisy'll hurt her.
Oh.
Well, we don't know what happened yesterday when they were here. Belle all of a sudden showed up, and Greg said, did she come through the doggy doors? So we don't really know, you know. She all of a sudden, she just showed up in here because Greg had left her out in the backyard.
Oh,
and
well,
then,
she must have came through the doggy door.
Yeah, she must have come through the doggy doors. In fact, when I went out to let Daisy out later, I noticed that I just have to have flaps on it because Daisy had torn the doggy door all up. And the outside flap was inside, like she, you know, it had come through the door.
Right.
So I think Belle knew to use the doggy doors.
Well, smart dog.
Yes. Hope she is. She's supposed to be a bird dog, so hopefully she's smart. She's a English setter.
Oh, that's a good dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's only 12 weeks old now, so she's still little. They can still hold her in their lap.
Oh, Lordy.
In fact, Vicky said, I'm driving. I don't want to hold the dog. Of course, Vicky's not a dog person. She's never been a dog
person. When the dog
gets
full grown, that type of dog, it'll be too big to sit in your lap.
Oh, definitely. So they better start breaking a vap.
Right. Well, they'll sit there and they'll hear the dog and he won't get off.
Middle of their lap.
Right.
Yeah, Sandra, I was telling Mike, I don't know if you were on yet, about these grocery ads and these Leroy Reporters.
I heard some of it.
I think, good land. Of course, I realized we didn't make any money either back in those days.
No, right.
So, therefore, everything's relative when it comes to money.
I know. I was telling Mark yesterday. Mark stopped by yesterday, and I said, well, he's going on about the world today. And I said, well, you know what we need to do? We need to go back about 40 years ago and then start our life there because everything was so simple.
Uh-huh.
Everybody relied on other people. I mean, you know, we relied on each other. And we never doubted people's words. Now people don't believe anything anybody says anymore. So
I know. Hey, something else I have thought about. You know, now we have expiration dates, you know, on stuff we buy at the store.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think about our mother canning everything.
Yeah.
And we never did have anything expire.
I know.
And it was canned at home. And all this stuff we buy at the store should be more preserved than what it was then.
Well,
you know?
She did move it up, you know, to the front of the shelf.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we put the new in the back, but we never knew how long the old had been there anyway. So
no, we didn't. You know, we didn't even think about it. We ate it.
Right.
Well,
we never died.
No, we're still here.
Oh God. See, I don't believe that for a minute. Look, when the green beans turn brown through the glass jar, you better throw them out. I'll tell you that.
Well,
I know.
We never
I
had
to.
Any do that.
Never had any do that. Nope. We used them all up.
Yep.
As many as she can, you think we'd have green beans every day.
I know.
Yeah.
250 quarts.
I know. You would think that. I'd be able to do that one season out of 20, and I have yet to. That's and they're still around.
Uh-huh.
I still got some.
I think she opened two jars whenever we sowed them.
Well, you know, there were six of us, so, you know.
Right.
Yeah, well, yeah, that would be right. Yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
And she always put bacon.
Bacon? Well, that was my next question. I was going to ask you guys, do you remember canning any meat? Because that's dangerous. I mean,
No, we never did canned meat.
No, but she always put bacon in the green beans when she was serving them.
Yeah.
When she was cooking them or warming them up, she put bacon in to
season them.
She seasoned
them with bacon.
Right.
Right, right. That's good, yeah.
Yeah. That's the way I've always done it, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I've only been able to match the 250th season one time in 20 years, and some of them are still in the basement.
Okay.
They turned brown. They need to get rid of them.
I've never seen any turn brown. Even
yeah,
when I canned them. You know, I did that too. I canned them.
I remember one time Mom was canning and the damn cooker exploded.
Yeah, the pressure cooker. Yeah.
And she had green beans hanging on the ceiling.
So things were dangerous back then, weren't they?
Right, right.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, she had green beans all over that kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Right above the stove, there was green beans hanging on the ceiling. I thought, Lordy.
Oh, my goodness, what we did to preserve things.
And it was all so simple. I get so tired of all this crap that goes on now, and they try to make us think about what really is going on. They want us to hear what they want us to hear, but they don't want us to really know the truth. So,
well, you know what I've been thinking about when I see these expiration dates, that is a way for them to make more money.
Oh yeah,
we'll throw it away and go buy some more.
Right, because usually a canned vegetables will have at least 6 months term, expiration date on them.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And they'll last longer than that.
Oh,
don't
sure.
Don't tell me that. But they want
I would
you to
hope
get,
so.
And there's some people, my neighbor next door to me, she goes, you can't use that. It's got an expiration date on it. I said, it's still good, Laura. It's not nothing wrong with it.
I know.
I said, the lid isn't bulged. If the lid is bulged, then it's not any good.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there's ways to check. There's ways to know whether it's good or not.
I know, so.
But I just think that's a way for these people to make more money.
Oh, yeah, make the cans smaller.
Way.
Yeah, everything's smaller than what it used to be.
That's a
I know.
That's a dirty, dirty trick. I, you know, and they've been doing that since the last 10 years or more. And they make it a little bit smaller, and you don't notice it that much. Then a few years later, it's a little bit smaller again. You know.
I know.
Right. Right.
Oh, I guess we're at their mercy.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, when it comes to coffee. I mean, that's where I first noticed it, was that the Folgers coffee guy. First, it went from a tin can to plastic, which is okay. But then it went from a pound of coffee can to 14 ounces in plastic.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, that's cheating. Cheating. That's what I said.
Well, that's like when you say you're getting a pound of bacon, it's 12 ounces.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this coffee now is down to 11.5 ounces.
Right, yeah.
Peter.
And they raised the price. They lowered the amount and raised the price.
Yeah.
That's what I say, they're just ripping us all off, Of course,
and
I realize that probably labor is more expensive than it,
We're so naive, we just grab it and buy
labor.
It.
It's
you don't think
labor
is that much higher than it used to be?
No, they'll say it's probably maybe the price of coffee beans or something, but no, it's not. Most of your processed food are done by, it's so mechanized. There's very little labor other than the truck driver. So, boy, someone's got some noise on the phone.
I know, I hear
anyhow.
That, too.
I don't hear anything.
I got
my volume is way down on my TV, so you can't even hear it. I can't.
Oh,
hear
I
it.
Don't have it. Mine's muted. I've gotten so I mute
no,
a lot on TV anymore.
Yeah.
I mute a lot of advertisements. I mute pharmaceutical ads because they make me mad.
You mute
and Nancy.
Oh yes, Pelosi.
What?
I mute her.
Oh, Nancy Pelosi. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I mute almost everything anymore. You know, between shows, I'm muted too myself. But
I thank goodness. I'm so glad.
Have you seen the number of lawyer commercials? I keep.
Oh, I know.
All I can do to. Gee, I mean, I can't believe it. It's like a
we got
plague.
This one.
I have not seen. Go ahead.
We got this one lawyer ad that he's in Kansas City, I think, and he looks like he's Tarzan, the jungle lawyer system. I thought, what kind of crazy people are these? He does. He makes himself look like Tarzan.
Well, what is he running for?
No, he's just advertising his lawsuit.
Advertising what?
His law, that he's a lawyer. He wants to.
Oh,
your
for heaven's sake. Good land.
Oh,
yeah,
we
between
got,
lawyers and pharmaceuticals, it seems like that's about all that's on.
Right. There's the one that the lawyers for the Boy Scouts of America.
Oh.
We got that ad.
That's a joke.
Oh, I know. And then we got the ad for Zantac, you know.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And they're usually at least five minutes long, really.
Yeah, so. I mute all that stuff.
And they get longer and longer, and more of them, too. So.
Yeah, more often, yeah.
So, anyway.
I was going to ask, this is kind of changing the subject, but has anybody heard from Bill Otto?
I saw something in the Facebook on today, but I never read it all. It was
so. But how's his wife doing? Have we?
He never hasn't said here the last week or so.
Oh,
right.
I just wondered if he deserted us, or if you know if she's worse and he just can't leave her side, or what.
It's probably both.
I don't know.
It's probably
what'd you
both.
Say, Mike?
It's probably both.
Oh, okay.
He's left and said he can't leave her side.
Okay.
Well, usually what he is putting out there now is all politics. So.
I know, and I don't answer politics. I don't even comment on them.
Pretty,
I know.
I try to put lectures. I try to put something educational, even if it is politics. But yeah, he's just really, if you're a Democrat, you're going to hell. That's the easiest way to put it. If you're a Democrat, you're going to hell. That's all there is to it.
And
it just says it a million times.
And he used to be a Democrat.
I don't care.
Well, that's what he says.
Well, he knows. He knows.
Right.
Oh, God. I think they ought to just get rid of political parties. There's too much money on both of them. Just get rid of them. You can't be in a political party anymore. You have to figure it out on your own, you dumbass. I mean, you know, that's what. I mean, really.
So you mean
we don't need
politicians? Is that what you're telling us?
No, are politicians member parties? No, political parties are factions. They're not. You're not, politicians are individuals until they join a faction and join a political party. They really, I'm running for office. I can tell you right now, it's the stupidest thing I've ever done, because I'll tell you what, if you, in some places, if you say you're a Democrat, they don't listen to you. In other places, if they say, you say you're a Republican, they don't listen to you. They don't care what you... They don't care you're for solar energy. They don't care you're for preserving the water. They don't care you're against killing all the quail or they don't care about anything in Jefferson County. They just care about what political party you're in. And then they turn their brains off. Why should you turn your brains off? Because you're not a member. Go ahead.
What makes me concerned is people don't really vote for anybody, but if they recognize the name, they vote for it. They don't know what this person. They say, "Oh, I know that name. Okay, I'll vote for it." You know, so because half of them
don't
even.
They don't know what they stand for.
They don't know what they stand for, and they don't even know who they are. Just recognize that name. I think he was on the ballot last time. Let's vote for them. So.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Oh dear, I don't know how we improve that.
That's why Nancy Pelosi gets voted in from California. She has to run every 2 years to be a congressman, a representative.
Yeah.
She has to run every 2 years. So people out there are stupid and they don't care.
Yeah, and they know that name.
Right.
Well,
they
people
see that
say
name.
The same thing about people in Kentucky. I have people who listen and read, listen to this show, as a matter of fact. I got a couple people from Kentucky, and I write letters to them. And they feel that way about Mitch McConnell. I guarantee you they don't like Mitch McConnell. So it goes both ways, you know what I mean?
Oh, well, a politician can't please everybody.
Yeah, I know. Well, there are positions that should help. There are positions. We should all be. Well, now, Kay, if I campaigned on preserving quails, wouldn't you? You'd vote for me, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to eat a lot of quail.
Right, and there's a bunch of guys out here who are quail
hunters.
But
we had limits. Don't they have limits anymore on hunting?
Hell, you can't even have. There aren't any quail.
Oh,
well, there's no prairie
chickens. Since I haven't
either.
Hunted for a few years, I didn't realize that.
There are very few quail in Jefferson County. There's less than there were when I moved here.
Very
and,
few prairie chicken, too.
Yeah,
well,
prairie chicken, I know, has been going down the drain.
Yeah, I haven't seen one honestly, I haven't seen one in probably 10 years out here.
Well, of course, we used to have
chicken.
To go to Western Kansas to hunt prairie chicken.
No, those are pheasants.
Pheasant. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Prairie
I remember having
chicken.
To sit in the fields and wait for the prairie chicken to come in.
The pheasant.
The prairie chicken in Kansas.
Oh,
We'd have to go out and sit and wait for them to come in.
Right, right. That's right.
Yeah.
And you
right.
used to see them along the side of the road, too, but you don't see them anymore, so.
Well, you know, now Dale and I, we broke the law, I know. Because he would let me shoot from the car if there was a covey of quail in a hedge.
Yeah,
he'd just let me shoot him, just shoot into
Peter,
that covey. And, of course, you know,
Peter,
it's a shotgun, so it would kill
Peter.
Some.
Yeah, I know. We used to do that, too, though, Michael.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But we had a limit on how many we could kill.
Oh, God.
What was it? Eight
I think it was
person?
Eight.
Eight
I
person.
Think it was eight per person, yeah.
Right, right.
That's all we could. That's all we could kill in one hunt.
Yeah.
You had to have a license.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you had to have a license.
Yeah. Well, it's still the same, but I mean they.
Well, now the license you buy one license and it covers everything.
Yeah, I guess.
Well,
now
we had that. Did we have to have a special one to hunt pheasant?
Right. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Duck.
Yeah.
But now you can buy. I think one license covers everything in the state.
Oh. Well, of course, you're in Kansas. I don't know about Oklahoma at all. And Greg hunts all the time in Kansas. So.
It doesn't cover deer because we have archery deer and we have gun deer. But that it doesn't cover deer.
Oh. Huh.
I think it's $49 and it covers everything.
Oh. Well, I guess if you got a lot,
right.
That wouldn't be too bad.
Right. If you hunted a lot, you know, but. It takes time to do all that.
Oh, well, yeah, that's why we have seasons.
Well,
different game of different seasons.
What was it? Dove season started the 1st of September, wasn't it?
September, yeah, yeah.
Max
I don't know how
said,
long that goes.
Max always said that was practicing for quail.
Yeah, because we didn't eat dove.
I know.
Well, who did? I've never seen anyone eat dove. I don't. I guess some do. Some people do, but I
hear them shooting. You know, I live pretty close to the edge of town, and I can hear them shooting after September 1st. I haven't heard them now for a while, so either they've killed all the dove or the season's over.
Yeah.
But I don't. I haven't heard them for a long time now.
The season's probably over. I don't know how long it ran, but anyway. Well, but now that you're a certain age, see, we don't have to get a fishing license anymore, do we?
Yeah.
I heard that. I heard.
Is it after 65, you don't have to get a license to fish?
Yeah, I think it is, something like that.
Something like that.
I guess that's who does most of the fishing is the old people. Well, it's probably boring for young people.
Well, they would be. Well, if that was true, they'd make us buy licenses.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah. But you know, fishing is boring, I think. You know, and that's probably why younger people don't do a lot of it.
Right. Now, if you go out and you go fishing or camping, you can go put your pole and line in and then do something else.
Well, yeah. Now, we used to go over to Rock, I can't remember the name of that place. Remember where our dogs got in the woods, Sandra?
Our dogs got away from us.
Now, that was fun, fishing there, because you caught, I mean, you just throw your line in, you got one. Threw it in again,
right.
You got one. And they were
right.
Trout.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that was fun fishing.
That was down there in Missouri.
Yeah. Rock Bridge was
right.
The name of the place.
I found some pictures the other day of us out there. Dale and you and Jerry and I.
Oh really? Yeah. Yeah. We
and
went
Jerry,
over there.
Jerry
and that's when the dogs got away from us.
Yeah, Jerry sitting in the lawn chair in the water.
Yeah.
Fishing.
Because it's a stream is what it is that we fish
right.
in.
Right.
Yeah.
You can see the fish out there. The water's so clear. So.
Uh-huh. It was fun. That was fun fishing.
And they restocked
and
it every morning.
They canned them for you.
Right, right. But they restocked it every morning, so.
Yeah. But that's why it was so much fun.
Right.
That's why we were all suckers and went over there.
Right.
But, you know, I still have scars from when the dogs got away from us.
Oh, I know. You guys had a terrible time getting yours back.
Oh, I know. And then he had some kind of oak mites.
Yeah, right.
And the oak mites got on Dale and me.
Right.
So I have scars on my body from the bites.
Yeah.
But I finally emailed Kansas State University to find out what it was. Because this vet here couldn't determine what was wrong. And I finally emailed K-State, and they let me know what it was. So I went back to the vet and told him what K-State had told me, so he checked a little further, and he found them then. He knew what he was looking for, I guess, after I told him what it was.
So he knew how to treat them?
Yeah, he knew how to treat them. He got him cleared up.
Oh.
But it was before that we all got bites.
Right, yeah.
Because the dog lived in the house, of course. That's what I think about bird dogs. Our bird, well, not later in life, but our very first bird dog lived in the house. And she was the best bird dog we ever had.
Uh-huh, right.
Because she'd swim across the river. If Dale would shoot a bird that landed on the other side of the river, she would swim the river and get that bird and bring it back.
I know, yeah.
She was something else.
Smart dog.
What was her name?
She was.
Can you remember what her name was?
Frisky.
I remember
She was
Frisky.
A Brittany.
I remember
her. Yeah. We had Speckle. We had Spot. Speckle. No, what was it?
Yeah, Speckle. It was Speckle.
Yeah.
What a name. Yeah, Speckles and Frisky. I did not realize I wonder why. I thought I remember Frisky having to stay outside at your place. But
oh, no.
You must have let him in. Oh, yeah.
We didn't have a fenced-in yard. And I remember, you know, we let her out, and she'd just go to this house or that house. She just kind of roamed around the neighborhood, and nobody thought anything about it.
Yeah.
You know, back in those days.
Yeah, that was in Iowa.
But she just went from one neighbor to the other. She'd lay around on their porches, and you know.
Well, I was telling my neighbor because she's so picky about her dog not eating. I said, "Well, don't worry about it. Just put some food out." I said, "Hey, when I was a young girl, when we had dogs at my house when we were all kids, we just fed them table scraps. Ain't that? We never knew what dog food was."
Heavens, no. I wonder if they even had dog food back then.
I don't know, but remember that big rock that Mom had by the wash house.
Wash house, uh-huh.
That's where we'd put the dog food or the food for them to eat.
Uh-huh.
And they knew that. And they'd wait till we put the food out there, and then they'd go eat it. So.
Yeah.
And it was people food.
Yeah. Well, it's whatever we
now
had left over.
Oh, don't feed your dog people food.
Oh, no, I know. That's what they tell us now.
Well,
we go buy dog food.
We eat it, so I guess it's all right. We aren't dead.
Yeah. I don't want to eat dog food, though. But, you know, things are so different. You just think about how different things are today to what they were then.
See, we're brainwashed. They tell us what to do, and we do it.
I guess, yeah. I think that's a lot of it. Yep. We think they know.
And they say, do not do this, and we don't do it. So.
Uh-huh. I know. I guess
they're
that's what keeps the world
about.
Going or the country going is what they tell us not to do, we don't do it, or tell us what to do, and we do that.
Right, right. So,
just like this expiration on these on food.
Yeah,
every
well.
Time I see something that's expired, I think, yeah, they just want me to go buy some more.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, even on your milk that you keep in the refrigerator, it's
what?
Got when you, it expires, but it's still all right after that date. I keep it after that date, and I take a taste of it before I use it, and it's all right, I think.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What they, why they say
I don't it. Use I don't use regular milk. I use soy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they're supposed to be good for cancer prevention and all kinds of things.
Yeah, I'm impressed with that, Kay. It's a little higher price, or it used to be. Is it competitive
Yeah,
now?
But, it takes me quite a while to use up half a gallon.
Yeah, yeah. It does
now they got They got the little quart jars, the regular mail or plastic bottles, little plastic quart jars, quart bottles. So,
oh,
and
regular
milk. You get a quart of milk.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, they've got those. They used to have the cartons in quarts too.
That's these are little plastic bottles. Which we don't need any more plastic bottles out there.
Not at all.
No, you're right. You're absolutely
I was just looking at my recycling today. My land, I need to get to the recycling place. I've got so much plastic piled up. I thank goodness. It's amazing how we pile that up. But I take it to the recycling center.
Well, they made it that way 30 years ago. I worked in a plastic factory, and the worst thing I saw happening was when they went to clear plastic, because the guys that ran the factory said, oh, boy, now we can compete with the glass jars.
Oh.
You know, the clear – yeah, that clear plastic is a ruination. I mean, it's terrible. I mean, That then everything became plastic, you know, after that. I'm glad I quit that job.
I think about that now. I won't put plastic in my microwave because when I get these prepared frozen meals, they come in these plastic dishes. I take them out and put them in a casserole and cook
some
them in
them
the microwave in a casserole.
Right, because sometimes it melts the plastic and you're eating the byproduct
chemicals.
That's true.
Yeah, so that's why I take them out of the plastic and put them in the casserole.
Yeah,
works fine.
Are we getting cut off?
Smart thing. Not yet.
No.
We got a minute left. You got any closing statements?
No, just everybody wear your mask when you go out of your house. So.
Yeah, the other day I had my furnace checked and that guy didn't wear a mask, but that kind of bothered me.
Well, it should. Just make him. It's your property. Make him put on one, and he might do it. Be more polite to the next customer. You know, really. So that's terrible.
Yeah, I sprayed after he left.
Spray behind him. Spray behind.
Yeah,
him.
No, that's what I should do. Spray on his way out.
He'll get the hint.
Yeah, I got my sanitizing spray and just sprayed where he'd been.
Yeah, right. My wife.
That's what they.
My wife sprayed. My wife sprays me with an alcohol, rubbing alcohol spray bottle when I walk in the door.
Oh.
Well, that's the way
rubbing
Putin
alcohol
does in Russia.
Yeah, she puts rubbing alcohol in a spray bottle, and she sprays me when I come in.
Oh.